In today's show, Bitcoin loses $48,000 as analysts eye the next zones for a potential Bitcoin price bounce as crypto analyst Mikhail Vende Pop shares here. At this stage, 51,000 is a critical resistance zone. The area to watch for potential support can be found around 42,500 to 44,000. Also, a new record milestone has been set. $188 billion in Bitcoin was transferred on the Bitcoin network just yesterday. And as Max Keiser shares, Bitcoin and only BTC separates money from state. This was never possible before. We're seeing what this means in real time. He also shares the new global superpowers in regards to crypto adoption. You can see Nigeria leading the pack at 32%, with the U.S. trailing at only 6%. And this just in, breaking news, Blockstream raised $210 million in a Series B round that values the Bitcoin tech firm at $3.2 billion, and this will fund the expansion into ASIC manufacturing. Also in today's show, Bitcoin hash rate triples since June 28th in recovery from China syndrome. That's right, as pointed out here, Bitcoin hash rate recovered 67% of its earlier exodus. Also in today's show, breaking news, MicroStrategy splashes $177 million on Bitcoin and now holds almost 109,000 BTC. That's right, as Michael Saylor announced right here, as of August 23rd, we now hodl 108,992 Bitcoins acquired for $2.9 billion at an average price of $26,769,000 per BTC. Not too shabby of a dollar cost average, right? Also in today's show, Bitcoin's terminal value is really $700,000, according to this crypto investor. That's right, this early investor has crunched the numbers on Bitcoin and thinks it's looking mighty undervalued at the moment. We're talking about Dan Moorhead of Pantera Capital, quoting him here. We did a study showing the number of people using Bitcoin over the years and the price of Bitcoin. Both of those data series went up by an order of magnitude every 2 years. If that kept going, that would put Bitcoin at $700,000 per BTC when everybody with a smartphone uses it. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also, as Dr. Jeff Ross of Valshire Capital shares, it is not unreasonable to assume the following Bitcoin prices: end of 2021, $100,000, end of 2025, $1 million, and end of 2029, $10 million per BTC. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and all the top altcoins are currently correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net.
There is a new investment opportunity and you need to know about it. I'm not peddling some random altcoin. It actually isn't crypto at all, but lots of crypto investors have been diversifying into this. It's an asset class that's thousands of years old and valued at over $6 trillion. That's right. That's almost four times larger than the market cap of every cryptocurrency combined. The problem is that it is limited to the wealthiest of the wealthy. But now, thanks to a recent change in the legal code, it's finally available to everyday investors like you and I. And there's only one startup that gives you access to this exclusive world. Masterworks makes multi-million-dollar paintings as investable as Bitcoin. For example, instead of paying 20 mil for a Banksy outright, you can invest into a fractional one. And they're always adding new paintings to their platform, and offerings have sold out quickly in the past, so I wouldn't wait around. So if the volatility of crypto has given you the jitters, you can skip the Masterworks waitlist with my link at masterworks.io/cryptonews. Again, that's masterworks.io/cryptonews. And to see important disclosures, go to masterworks.io/disclaimer. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. As usual, we have a lot to cover, so let's dive right in. Bitcoin headed down to test the new support this morning on August 25th after a breakdown of bullish trajectory sparked predictions of 44,000 per BTC. And right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro in TradingView showed Bitcoin losing around 2% overnight on Wednesday, a rejection after an attempt to reclaim 51,000, the top of a key long-term resistance zone, saw Bitcoin pause for thought, beginning what analysts had already said would be a well-earned correction. As crypto analyst Mikhail Vende Pop shares, 44,000 could be a useful floor should the downside continue, quoting him here. At this stage, 51,000 is a critical resistance zone. The area to watch for potential support can be found around $42,500 to $44,000. He summarized
summarized along with the following. That is the level that we would be looking at for a range-bound construction. For some sideways action, we would still see 40,600 previous resistance. And for fellow trader Scott Melker, better known as the Wolf of All Streets, he eyed a potential bullish U-turn already occurring on the lower time frames, thanks to the relative strength index, better known as the RSI, trying to push out oversold territory. This was aided by increasing on-chain volume, something required for reliable upside. As he shares here in this tweet, Bitcoin ascending channel breakdown with a dip into 4-hour supply was likely, as I discussed on my video and in the newsletter yesterday. This is a reasonable place for a bounce if we are going to see only a small correction. And he also tweeted on the Bitcoin hourly, potential bullish divergence with RSI coming out of oversold would confirm with the clear elbow up on RSI on the next close. So we wait. Low time frame, low strength signal, but compelling since it coincides with support. And regarding the Bitcoin weekly chart, he goes on to share, I am still watching for a healthy retest of the $40,000 to $42,000 area as support, which would confirm the strength of this move for me. Weekly chart needs to cool off. That would be a reasonable spot. May not get there, but that's a heavy load up zone for me if it does. And a look at the buy and sell signals on major exchange Binance confirmed 47,000 as the nearest strong support level among spot traders. As you can see here, the Bitcoin buy and sell levels on Binance as of today, August 25th. Now let's talk about the altcoins, which continued their descent in line with Bitcoin on the day. In classic fashion, often posting deeper losses, we had Ethereum, which lost over 6% to near that 3,000 support, while the top 10 crypto's biggest loser was Solana, which shed 14%. Also Cardano, despite trading 8% lower at $2.65, still preserved weekly gains of 34% and hit a new all-time high of $2.97. And for crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop, he added that a slow grind back up for Bitcoin will give altcoins room to outperform. This potentially penciled in for September or October. Let me know if you're bullish in September and October for the King Crypto, as well as the alts, and when do you feel the next alt season will be amongst us. And as we all know, more broadly, the crypto markets are expecting to put in a second major surge, better known as the second leg, in the fourth quarter here of this year. And as the Bitcoin Archive points out, $188 billion in Bitcoin was transferred on the Bitcoin network yesterday, which is a new record. So congratulations to all my Bitcoin hodlers. Where you at? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Also, as Max Kaiser shares here, Bitcoin and only BTC separates money from state. This was never possible before. We are seeing what this means in real time. That's right. And Max also shares the new global superpowers in regards to crypto adoption. You can see Nigeria clearly leading the pack with 32% and Vietnam at 21%, followed by the Philippines at 20%. And if you scroll down, you can see China at only 7% and the US trailing even below that at only 6%, followed by Germany at 5% and Japan at 4%. Now Max is sticking with his $220,000 Bitcoin price prediction before the end of this year. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the host of the Orange Pill Pod. And before I break down our next story of the day, Bitcoin hash rate triples since June 28th in a recovery from the China syndrome, as well as MicroStrategy splashes an additional $177 million on Bitcoin and now holds almost 109,000 BTC, as well as Bitcoin's terminal value is really 700,000 per BTC, according to this crypto investor. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. We can see Bitcoin, Ether, and most major altcoins are currently correcting and in the red, with Bitcoin down 3% for the day, trading just above 47,700. We have Ethereum down 5%, trading at $3,150. Cardano down 4.5%, trading at $2.71. XRP down 5%, trading at $1.16. Solana down almost 12%, trading at $67. And Chainlink down 7%, trading at $26.15. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The hash rate for the Bitcoin network has made a remarkable recovery since it crashed following China's crypto mining clampdown earlier this year. The Bitcoin hash rate has now topped 150 exahashes or 1 quintillion hashes per second, according to data from analytics provider CryptoQuant. On August 24th, the metrics provider reported a hash rate of 152 exahashes per second, which has tripled since it bottomed out this year on June 28th at 52 exahashes per second. Now, the recovery of the Bitcoin hash rate means that the network is much more secure and harder to attack. Also like to point out that the Bitcoin price follows the hash rate. So lo and behold, Bitcoin price breaking out because the hash rate is breaking back out. Now, the average Bitcoin hash rate, which is the amount of computing power in the network, hit an all-time high of 197 exahashes exahashes per second on May 13th, according to BitInfo charts, and over the 6 weeks or so that followed, it slumped by more than 65% as mining rigs across China were powered down for the great miner migration. Now, the metric is now approaching early June levels, and if the trend continues, could hit a new all-time high within the next couple of months. So I predict a new all-time high for Bitcoin within the next couple of months, preferably in September, as I'm bullish as a mofo for the month of September. And as Bitcoin Jack points out right here, Bitcoin hash rate recovered 67% of its earlier exodus. And in early May, Cointelegraph reported there was already evidence that the hash rate was moving away from China, and details on the migration were difficult to come by. We had Cambridge University's well-sourced mining map, which has not been updated since April, when it reported 65% of the hash rate residing in China. And measuring hash rate data by mining pools is also inaccurate, since many pools are a mix of hash power from physical facilities and miners from all around the world pooling computing resources. And since the hash rate has now recovered, it would indicate that the miner integration is almost complete. This had resulted in an increase in difficulty, with the last rise of around 7% occurring on August 13th. The next one is due any time now, which will mean higher computational costs for miners as more of the formerly China-based operations come back online to compete for the blocks. Now, the current estimate is for a 12.37% difficulty increase. While the migrating operations were offline in June and July, miners already operating in countries such as the U.S. were able to rake in bigger profits due to the lower difficulty. That's right, miners are absolutely loving this right now. Also this week, as reported, U.S. mining firm Riot Blockchain announced record revenue for Bitcoin mining during the second quarter. And before I break down our next story of the day, MicroStrategy splashes $177 million more on Bitcoin and now holds almost 109,000 BTC, as well as Bitcoin's terminal value is really $700,000 per BTC. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting above $2 trillion with $120 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And the current Bitcoin dominance is 14% even, with the Ether dominance at 18.1%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Horizon up 12%, trading at $87.60. Quant up 7%, trading at $194. And Revain up about 5%, trading at 1.1 cents. Now, which altcoin are you currently most bullish on during this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now, checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 73 out of 100 in greed. Yesterday was a 79, which is as high as we've seen it in many months. Last week, a 73, and last month, a 26 in fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD. Buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. MicroStrategy has once again purchased more Bitcoin. Go figure, with the company adding an additional 3,907 BTC to its holdings. And according to a Form 8K filing with the United States Securities and Exchange Commission published on Tuesday, the business intelligence upped its Bitcoin holdings by 3,907 BTC between July 1st and Monday, August 23rd. Now, the SEC filing also revealed that MicroStrategy spent an average of $45,294 to acquire the additional Bitcoin. And checking out Michael Saylor's tweet right here, MicroStrategy has purchased an additional 3,907 Bitcoins for $177 million in cash at an average price of $45,294 per Bitcoin. And as of August 23rd, we hodl 108,992 Bitcoins acquired for $2.918 billion at an average price of $26,769 per Bitcoin. And as I mentioned in the intro, not too shabby of a dollar cost average. Now, Michael Saylor says he's hodling these Bitcoin for the next 100 years. And with Bitcoin trading at over 49,000 at the time of this story being released, that means the company's Bitcoin holdings are now worth over $5.3 billion. Now, MicroStrategy announced its first Bitcoin purchase back in August of 2020 and has consistently added to its Bitcoin position. In fact, they are the first publicly traded company to add Bitcoin to their balance sheet and start this domino effect. Now, the firm CEO Michael Saylor has also become a Bitcoin proponent, even encouraging other companies to consider adding Bitcoin to their balance sheet. sheets. Now, MicroStrategy's latest Bitcoin balance sheet expansion comes on the heels of the Bitcoin price action moving above the $50,000 mark for the first time since May. This move marked an 87% upward swing for the largest crypto by market cap since falling to the $27,000 bottom back in mid-May. And at this pace, how many Bitcoin do you feel that MicroStrategy will likely acquire before the end of this year? Let me know in the comments below. I like to point out they acquired their first 100,000 Bitcoin within their first year. Now, before I break down our final story of the day and we discuss Bitcoin's terminal value is really $700,000 per BTC, according to crypto investor Dan Moorhead of Pantera Capital. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 900 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and hit the bell icon to help support the show and help me get to 50,000 subs. You can also follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me, of course, on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok, so be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. One early Bitcoin investor has crunched the numbers on Bitcoin and thinks it's looking mighty undervalued at the moment. We're talking about Dan Moorhead of Pantera Capital, quoting him here. We did a study showing the number of people using Bitcoin over the years and the Bitcoin price. Both of those data series went up by an order of magnitude every 2 years. If that kept going, that would put Bitcoin at $700,000 per BTC when everybody with a smartphone uses it. 10 years time is a reasonable forecast, says Dan Moorhead. Now, me personally, I feel this mass adoption will happen a lot sooner. I feel a $1 million Bitcoin price is destiny by the year 2025. But let me know if you agree or disagree in the live chat. Now, Moorhead launched his first crypto fund all the way back in 2013. So yes, he is an early Bitcoin adopter. And today, the firm has $2.8 billion in assets under management that spans venture investments as well as early stage token investments. And check this out. Moorhead is staying bullish on crypto despite the latest sell-off, echoing recent upbeat sentiment from Yahoo Finance, quoting him here. We are launching a new fund that invests across the whole spectrum of assets, and we are happy that the market have pulled back a bit here. I think the macro story is so positive. There is so much money being printed, and so many institutions are coming into the space that over the next 12 months, the markets are going to resume their rally, Moorhead explained. So there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding a $700,000 Bitcoin price, and what do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to break out to this level? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now checking out the latest from Dr. Jeff Ross of Valshire Capital. He shares, it is not unreasonable to assume the following Bitcoin prices. End of 2021, 100,000. I feel this is conservative. This is definitely the low spectrum. I feel we can realistically hit Max Keiser's year-end price prediction of $220,000 per BTC. Now, end of 2025, 1 million. This is right in alignment with my personal prediction. I've been saying this for a very long time. I feel the Bitcoin price will surpass that epic seven-figure 1 million mark in the year 2025, which is the year following the halving in 2024, because the year following the halving is when the market goes absolutely parabolic. And by the end of 2029, we're talking about a $10 million Bitcoin price prediction, which is another 10x over the course of another halving cycle. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Dr. Jeff Ross of Valshire Capital. Now for a quick recap, what I cover with you here in today's show, Bitcoin loses 48,000 as analysts eye the next zones for a potential Bitcoin price bounce. Also in today's show, we discussed the Bitcoin hash rate tripling since June 28th in a recovery from the China syndrome. Also in today's show, we discussed MicroStrategy splashing an additional 177 million on Bitcoin and now holds almost 109,000 BTC. Also in today's show, we discussed Bitcoin's terminal value is really $700,000 according to Dan Moorhead of Pantera Capital. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Luigi Mario wrote, JV, I listen to you every day on Spotify. Today I was able to watch your show on YouTube. Great show on either platform. Keep up the good work. Thank you, Luigi. I appreciate your continued support, fam. This next comment comes from Jenny Jones, who wrote, 50,000 subs. You should be at 1 million subs. You and your show is the best out there.
Thank you, JV. You're very welcome, Jenny Jones. And this third and final comment comes from Pokemon, who wrote, "Hi, JV. Missed your live stream, so I have caught up. Another good show full of information and your intelligent insights. I will stick with Max's $220,000 Bitcoin price prediction by the year end. From there, I will sell half and keep that to buy back in when it crashes. Take care and God bless you and yours." God bless you. 220,000. Let's freaking go. I appreciate your continued support. And to be featured in tomorrow's episode, be sure to drop me a comment right down below. There is a new investment opportunity and you need to know about it. I'm not peddling some random altcoin. It actually isn't crypto at all, but lots of crypto investors have been diversifying into this. It's an asset class that's thousands of years old and valued at over $6 trillion. That's right. That's almost four times larger than the market cap of every cryptocurrency combined. The problem is that it is limited to the wealthiest of the wealthy. But now, thanks to a recent change in the legal code, it's finally available to everyday investors like you and I. And there's only one startup that gives you access to this exclusive world. Masterworks makes multi-million-dollar paintings as investable as Bitcoin. For example, instead of paying 20 mil for a Banksy outright, you can invest into a fraction of one. And they're always adding new paintings to their platform, and offerings have sold out quickly in the past, so I wouldn't wait around. So if the volatility of crypto has given you the jitters, you can skip the Masterworks waitlist with my link at masterworks.io/crypto news. Again, that's masterworks.io/crypto news. And to see important disclosures, go to masterworks.io/disclaimer.